100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, so let's have some stories. And you're not dead yet, so you sent in stories for the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. It's going to be a fun one, because this week the topic was... Oh, crap, what was the topic? Oh, flight! Flight was the topic. I flew in back home yesterday, and boy, my arms are tired. Yeah, you're used to that one. We've got a whole bunch of stories for you. Let me see if I can bring up a list of the authors. There. Muncie, Jeffrey, Richard, Charlie, Serendipity, Lizzie, Tom, Norval Joe, Tura, and Planet Z. If I didn't list your name, well, you still have time to write up a story and record it. Just send it on in. I'll add it to the feed. Come on. You know you have it in you, just like these people. Let's give them a listen.
Greetings, flies. Munzee here, ready to rock you once again story style. Which is like Gangnam Style, but with a story instead of a weird horse dance. And in 2016 rather than 2012. Let's ride! Flight Risk by Christopher Monroe. Your Honor, I assure you, I'm not a flight risk. Unless called upon to land the plane, which would be risky indeed. I'm not a pilot, after all. I've never flown a plane in my life, and not for nothing, I'm terrible in a crisis. That's why, should something hypothetically happen to the pilot, it would assuredly not be me taking over in the cockpit. What? Of course, Your Honor. I also won't be in a plane in the first place, because I absolutely won't leave the country the moment this hearing is over. Because I'm not a flight risk. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's flight, flies, and now it is I who must fly for another week.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 526 on the topic of flight. My first story is called, The Customer is Not Always Right. Phil placed the bar menu in front of the customer, who asked, Tell me about the Scotch flight. It's 3 half-ounce pours of single malt Scotch, starting with the 12-year-old Glenfiddich, a light, almost floral whiskey. Then a Highland Park, another 12-year-old, with strong oak notes. And finally, the Lefroig 10-year-old, a peaty island malt with a very distinctive ocean character. Would you like to order the flight? The customer thought for a moment. Nah, just give me a Bud Light. It was moments like this for which Phil appreciated his strong impulse control. Or otherwise he would have slugged the customer. This next story is more or less true. I call it Takeoff. I inwardly groaned when the big man sat next to me, in the middle seat. He wore a beater undershirt, and I could see sweat accumulating on his hairy arms. On takeoff, he gripped the armrests so tightly his fingers gouged holes in the vinyl. When the flight attendant came by, he asked for 2 vodkas, and downed both quickly. This caused him to sweat even more, but I could see some of the tension disappear. It's my first flight, he told me apologetically. I know I look like a mess, but I'm scared shitless. I asked him what he did for a living. I'm in the repo business. He saw my expression. Yeah, I know. I take cars away from angry people, but I'm afraid of sitting in a metal can at 30,000 feet. I told him, let me buy you another vodka. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
Good morning. Richard here with 2 stories this week. The first is called Pockets. As an effective means of flight from immediate danger, the Hobbit's efforts had been spectacularly unsuccessful. When he finally came round, it was with a throbbing headache and bruised face, and the certain knowledge that he really was in trouble now. He sensed the creature whose cave he shared was very close by, and his groans signalling his return to consciousness prompted his tormentor's renewed interest. So, is it going to tell us what it has in its pockets, or must we see for ourselves? In the darkness, Boggins felt the disturbing touch of leathery fingers scrabbling at his tunic. Second story is Flight. The weather was foul, so bad in fact that most flights had been cancelled. My travelling companion was not amused. Hardly a happy flyer at the best of times, she turned into a nervous wreck during the wait for our gate to open. "Please don't worry," I reassured her. "Flying is one of the safest forms of travel there is." "What do you know?" she replied. "I'd rather hear it from an expert." Once on board, I beckoned to the flight attendant. "For my companion's peace of mind, just how often do these planes crash?" "Only once," she said, winking. Well, there you go. That's it for this week. So until next time, goodbye.
The magic of flight intrigued my family. We all had licenses. I had my license while I was in high school. I used to take my dates for a tour, and make a point to fly over my date's house so she could take some photos of her house and yard. It made an impression, and I was popular with the girls. If I was going steady and the girl cheated on me or broke up with me, I'd make it a point to drop some nasty substances on her house or in the family pool during a night flight. Number 2. My wife took flight as soon after discovering some things about me. She came home early and found me sprawled, asleep, on the bed, naked from the waist down, with the vibrator still clutched in my right hand, and her antique, Raggedy Ann doll in my left. I had used the vibrator to pleasure myself, and dozed off. She pretended she hadn't seen anything, awaking me from the other room by calling out. I discovered that she had packed and was gone when I came home the following day, leaving a note that mentioned perversion and unfaithfulness, employing a mechanical device. Number 3. Former President Bill Clinton was a frequent flyer on Jeffrey Epstein's jet. Epstein is a registered sex offender. Clinton took at least 26 trips aboard the Lolita Express, a 727. Epstein allegedly had a team of traffickers who procured girls as young as 12 to service his friends on Orgy Island, an estate on his 72-acre island in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Flight logs show Clinton flying aboard Epstein's plane to such destinations as Hong Kong, Japan, Singapore, China, Brunei, London, New York, the Azores, Russia, and Africa. What does a creepy guy like Bill Clinton do on these trips?
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. It's the most basic animal instinct. Fight or flight. And to make the wrong decision could literally mean life or death. For most, that decision is taken entirely out of their hands. It's a primal reflex action that happens in a split second at that critical moment when life hangs in the balance. At least, that's how it's supposed to work. Because instinct isn't going to save you when you come face to face with me. Fight, flight, whatever you choose, it's not going to save you. I'm stronger, faster, and my primal instinct is far superior to yours.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Crammed in their seats, no one moved. No one could move. The flights had become sheer torture. The number of seats increased, but no one complained because the prices were irresistible. When the row started at the back, no one gave it much thought. It was only understandable. When the frantic voice of the stewardess asked people to remain seated, no one reacted. When a clearly tense captain announced an emergency landing, most were relieved. When the emergency crews arrived, the biggest piece to be found was the size of a handbag. "Dirt cheap," said the flight advertisement. So true. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcock.blogspot.com and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got updates. Story total, 8,476. Story average, continuing to drop to 16.11. Movement, Charlie passes Dionysus Close to take position 23, a mere 11 stories from becoming the 25th golden monkey. Jeffrey inches past Richard, thus becoming the 5th monkey. Chris is just 4 stories from becoming the 8th monkey. And my story this evening is called Up. Bill and Jack had procured a number of weather balloons from advertisements in the back of Batman comic books, issues 257 to 265. Getting the canisters of hydrogen and helium proved a bit more dicey. Some midnight requisitioning was employed. They justified the theft under the banner of greater good. They strapped 2 lawn chairs back to back with a monster amount of duct tape. They got their cool Uncle Frank to haul their airship out to the high desert. The flight was supposed to take 2 hours. The thing finally came down 3 days later. Their parents seriously ground them. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 525 with the prompt of flight. Here's my story. Mickey wrinkled his nose at the girl's blood-covered hand and asked, "Were you in a fight?" She frowned and said, "I think I've missed my flight." "Why? Were you going somewhere?" "That's something I shouldn't share." Frustrated, Mickey asked, "Do you always speak in rhyme?" She laughed. "Don't you have the time?"
"Stop this! It makes me think you're crazy," Mickey gasped.
"Okay," she said. "I think I should probably go to the hospital."
"I work across the street. I'll see if I can borrow my manager's car."
"I'll try to walk, if it's not far." She winked. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tura Brazoino here with a story on the subject, flight. "We're flying out from JFK this Sunday," I said to my friend Fred. He froze. "Which flight?" "Early, 0545, I think." "Don't be on that flight," he whispered urgently. "Fred works in avionics." "You mean," I said slowly, "like that Egyptian flight that crashed into the Mediterranean?" "Avionics is pwned," he said. "China can press a smite button and a plane crashes. Russia too. We're playing catch-up. Too many here think it's a bad thing. This is a civilian flight to Europe. Since when was the Atlantic a war zone?" "Test run on an easy target," he said. "Catch up, remember?"
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The fight or flight reflex is a powerful one in my family. We're all cowards here. There's nothing that doesn't scare the bejesus out of us. Loud noises, flashing lights, we'll even flee at the drop of a hat. Really, if you dropped a hat, I'd be running away. Anytime someone drops a hat, it's a mad rush out of the room. Even Grandpa Wally, and he's got a wooden leg. We're not sure which one is wooden. His both look kinda nasty. We make him wear a blanket in his lap as do not scare the children.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of flight. I hope you enjoyed this one. If you did, leave a comment on the site at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. If you didn't like it, well, leave a comment anyway. Say what you didn't like. But that's not nice. It's 2016. People say whatever the hell they want, right? If you want to say whatever the hell you want in 100 words, next topic is what's for dinner. So, do what you want with that. Have some fun. I will see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.